Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ja'Kari Gibbons is kind enough to join us. Five Reasons Sports, a lot of other things going on. Ja'Kari, thanks so much for taking the time.
Anytime, man. Anything for you, Blue.
All right, man. Back in the day, you know, I mean, you were a guy who lived this at high school, college. You busted your tail. You worked as hard as possible. You saw the recruiting from every angle. What's the difference between recruiting now and when you first started, when they first started showing interest in you? Because that's been almost a decade, right?
Yes. So I graduated in 2010. I think the biggest difference is the kids have a bigger platform. They have social media. They got camps. They got stuff that's different exposures. And I think the coaches are more into it now. They got YouTube, which has really caught fire. So any guys, they got Huddle. So those guys can use those recruiting tools just to get recruited. And then you never know who's watching your page. So I always get a kid and tell them, hey, don't be on there doing anything crazy that you wouldn't want a college coach to see. Just because you never know who goes on. You could just have one big play that goes viral, then everybody's watching your film and stuff like that. So I always tell the kids to be wary of what they're presenting themselves as, because there's a lot of media outlets that cover the game now, and social media is a big part. So I think the biggest difference is social media for me.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish the point, because I was thinking something.
Yeah, just because, like, it's just a broader way to get your stuff out. So you can get your film out to a coach in California versus when I was in school, you had to go on the site, find the coach's email, hope they checking their email. So it's just a better variety of things for the kids now.
You know, Ja'Kari, when you were talking, and I was thinking about that, and that's a great point, and a lot of people don't think about that, is that process. And it's changed at so many levels, because now the kids, even though they have the access through all the social media outlets, and you know, college coaches for the most part are not, they don't have all that much time, but there are good ones, and they have a couple of forums like a Facebook and a Twitter, but mostly all of them have Twitter because of the fact that they can interact, they can send messages. They could do all that stuff just as well as anything. But you take a look at, you know, the social media, and you brought up a great point, because we have a lot of parents that listen to the show as well. I mean, obviously the parents should know. I mean, I don't care if the kids are 14 or 18, they should know, you know, what they're doing. I mean, do you agree? Because it could cost them, like you said, a scholarship. And if parents aren't monitoring, like, you know, I mean, and I'm not saying playing watchdog, but I mean, the things that you post, if they could see the things that you post, obviously, I mean, don't you believe that parents should have an involvement in the lives like that?
Yes. So for me, you have to. The moment you decide anything you want to do in life, sports, any type of career you want to broadcast, whatever you may want to do, you have to establish your identity. So you often hear that in a football team. So when you're covering certain teams, like you look at when we're at the game with Miami, Virginia had an identity. They used three quarterbacks, and that's what they were doing the whole game. Miami's identity is their defense. So you just create an identity. And it just translates in life. So once you create your identity, because one thing I will tell people, you as a coach and as a player, your coaches never forget what type of player you were. They don't forget no players they ever coached. Whatever it may be, it can be 20 years from now. You can go ask, oh, hey, did you coach Jakari Givens? Oh, right. Yeah, I remember Jakari. He was a great kid. Or, hey, you coach Larry Bluestein. So the moment you decide that you want to take something serious, you have to establish your identity and be portrayed in a light that you want everybody to see. Don't put no darkness out there, because it's too much exposure nowadays. It's, everybody has access to everything. It's not a problem for me to Google your name. For instance, like, you know, you got the game with Palmetto and Northwestern this week, and you got all those kids that are highly touted in there. It's not nothing for me to go type in Romello Brinson or Leonard Taylor or Breshad Smith. It's not nothing for me to go Google that. Hey, let me see what these guys got going on. So my biggest advice to them is, when you're using social media, literally just use it for your business. So don't be on there tweeting and all that stuff. Just use it for your business. Oh, I got this scholarship offer, or I'm interacting with this coach or this player, or you trying to recruit a player to come to the school, you got it. So just use it for your business. And if you want to have a personal Twitter, use it in another light. So have something that's low profile and off the radar.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Jakari Givens joining us. And here, you know, you bring up a great point about that, as far as how much do you want to send? Okay, let's say Jakari Givens has, you know, an interest in a couple of schools, like 3-4 schools. How many times would you send your information in a course of a year? 3 times to a school, let's say at the end of your junior year, and then a couple times in your senior year? What do you think in these, because a lot of these kids are listening because of the fact that a lot of people are telling them to do it the wrong way. You've done this, you've been, you know, been at that next level. What without becoming a pain in the butt to the coaches, how many times do you think is a safe amount to send them your things before, if you don't hear anything back, then move on?
Trying to move on. I would go with twice. So I would send it at the beginning of the football season. Then you would send it at the end. And then the third time is spring, because that's the most time they're on campus. You know, spring football, they're not so much out recruiting. So you send it in the spring, they're recruiting. So they're there, so they're checking the highlights before they go to their recruiting trips. So in the spring is the best time to send your film, because that's when the coaches are stationary. That's when they're actively recruiting the most. So it's best to send your film then, because, bam, once they get on their recruiting travels, hey, okay, this kid from, for instance, from South Miami sent me film. So I can go ahead. I'm already in the Miami area. Let me go ahead and stop by there while I'm doing it. So in the spring is the best time, but send it 3 times. Beginning of your season, end of your season, and then the spring. The spring is the most important time, because that's when recruiting is actively happening. So that's my best advice to them. And just put your best stuff out there. Don't send no film of you blocking a kid in the stands and doing all that stuff that's not football related. And, you know, that's not, or standing over somebody from, because you big hit them or something like that. Send your best stuff. Send stuff that you want to do at the college level. So if you're a receiver, why would you send a – don't send a play where you didn't run no route. You just, you know, did something like that's not football related. Like, send your best stuff out there. Put your best foot forward when you're going at these college coaches, because they it's a plethora of kids around the country sending it. So put your best stuff out there, because I need to notice, okay, hey, this kid got good speed on here. Okay, let's take a deeper look into it.
Nice, yeah. That's Jakari Givens. He has all the answers. Jakari, if somebody wants to get in touch with you or follow you on social media or check out the things you do, how are they going to do that?
You can follow me on Twitter at KingJock24, and that's JOCK24, and I'm always there. And any kids that want advice, as far as film, the college process, you can reach out to me as well. I'm always trying to help the kids in the community. So anything you may need recruiting wise or advice on life or anything, just reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter again at King, and that's JOCK24.
Good stuff. Jakari, thanks so much, man. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.